Welcome to Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. For a long time, South Dakota was a craft beer wasteland. There weren't that many choices. There wasn't much beer being brewed here. And there really wasn't much information available on the South Dakota beer scene. In recent years, we're starting to see a change. Breweries are popping up all over the state. New beers are coming in on a nearly weekly basis. But you know what? Compared to many states, there still isn't a lot of coverage of the South Dakota beer scene. We're trying to help change that with this show. But one man's been out there for several years. Sodak Beer is a blog by Dale Miskimmons.
I work at SDSU, but I have this blog and a very big interest in craft beer. I started in 2010 just because I was curious both about blogging, which I've learned a lot about, and I still have a long ways to go, but and also my interest of craft beer.
When he started, there wasn't a whole lot happening in the South Dakota craft beer scene.
Yeah, that's true. My brother, I'll give him credit, my brother Jim and Mitchell, he kind of educated me and took me to Minneapolis. We went to some places. We went across the river to Hudson, Wisconsin, and brought beer back to South Dakota. So it's been a learning experience, and also I appreciate beer a lot more now. It's not just the big three Budweiser, Miller, Coors. There's so much more out there and so much more flavor and variety if people are willing to look and try.
He says that initial trip to the Twin Cities in Wisconsin was a revelation.
We went to Firkenfest. In St. Paul, we hit a couple of the craft beer bars, the Happy Gnome, the Muddy Pig. We just had a great time, and it just opened my eyes up. I wasn't really aware of the variety, but after hanging out with my brother, we went, like I said, we went to Hudson, and I could not believe the selection.
Dale says it's been great to see breweries springing up here on the eastern side of the state.
I've met many of the local figures, such as Seth and Brant at Wooden Legs. I've met Luke from Heist, and now he's with Take 16. I met Richard Drawdy, who's a young guy that with incredible brewing talent, and now he's at Bank Brewing. So it's been exciting to see our local scene grow. I see other startup breweries such as Todd Mack and Chris Bourne's in Watertown. They're getting the Watertown Brewing Company going.
Plus, there's several new breweries in Sioux Falls, either already brewing or in the works. A pretty exciting time in craft beer in South Dakota. More on Sodak Beer when Beer Untapped continues in a moment.
B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer, all you need is a 10 and a 5 or a car and a key and a sober driver. B-double-E-double-R-U-N, beer run.
Welcome back to Beer Untapped as we talk SodakBeer.com with the man behind the blog, Dale Miskimmons. Now, since he began writing about beer in South Dakota, there's been an explosion in the state's craft beer scene, and that's been especially true the past couple of years.
Tremendous. Every month there's something new coming in. Our distributors are out there trying to bring us new things, new breweries. Not too many months ago, we had Zipline Brewing come in from Lincoln, Nebraska. They bring out some interesting stuff and sometimes a little unique spin on a recipe or something, which makes it very memorable and very good. We had Founders Brewing launch in South Dakota, and they have a tremendous line of great beers, and it's a good addition to the things that we can buy here locally.
He thinks there's still room in South Dakota for additional brewers.
I think so. We still have some of the larger towns that have not yet established their own brewery. I think that'll be coming. Wouldn't surprise me to see breweries pop up in Aberdeen, Mitchell, Pierre, and Yankton. I think Yankton is kind of looking, trying to find somebody to come in and start a brewery there.
As a brewer, Seth Cook at Wooden Legs Brewing in Brookings appreciates Dale's efforts with Sodak Beer.
I remember reading it when I was a home brewer. I think he was just getting it started there, just starting to get some of the craft beers into the state, which made it pretty cool. I think as interesting as anything else is that he's kind of documented his experience, and it's pretty relatable for people looking for beer out in this area of South Dakota. He's put together a good, maybe just a good narrative on the struggles he's had and the victories. victories, you know, and he's done great stories on the new breweries to start. He's done great stories on the, you know, the back of the cooler finds at the liquor store and, you know, down at Taylor's and other places down in Sioux Falls. And Dale has been a an advocate, maybe even beyond just a journalist, an advocate for craft beer in the area.
Dale says writing Sodak beer has been a great experience.
I have fun doing it. I get to meet other people. I get to go places like what you're doing now. And I get to try beer, so it's a good combination.
If you haven't checked it out before, give SodakBeer.com a look. And Dale also has a Facebook page, also called Sodak Beer. Finally, today, a reminder from Brookings Liquor Store beer guide Drew Eklund that they now have that new 8-line growler fill station. Yep, 8 different draft beers available now at Brookings Liquor Store.
We're selling our growlers for $8 a piece for the 64-ounce growlers. We're selling our beer for 20 to 30 cents per ounce, so a 64-ounce pour would be, you know, like $16-ish dollars. And if you want a little sampler, if you're planning on buying a growler size fill, we'll give you a sample for free. If you just want to buy a couple ounces and try it out, we can do it that way too.
That's it for this week's edition of Beer Untapped with Perry Miller. Until next time, drink local and drink responsibly.